get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. Chapman, before she made big bucks,
she makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks." We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody. Bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the case.
We're brought to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20
and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to another edition of On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Welcome to Wednesday. I'm sure you've noticed it's Wednesday. It has been all day. But now we're chilling on a beautiful summer night in May. It's been freezing, and now it's like totally summer out. I was sitting on my porch drinking some water with some lemon in it, watching the sunset. It was great. So yeah, this is On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO. Local rock all Wednesday night, and that's what we got. So Emily Grogan will be playing for us live in Studio D later on tonight. Stick around for that. Right now, we are going to be listening to some Andrea Gillis.
You always got the best of me. Ocean eyes of lead and sleep. Walk with me in waking dreams. Through the rain into the sea. And now you're chopping the tree. You're chopping a tree. You never said a word to me. dying. Out on the street, murdering rats to a group. The first I couldn't give a shit right. Talking sheep, and I've got cash on the side of a deal. I bust out to keep my trailer out of trash. We are perfectly fine. But it's perfectly described as ours. We keep on pushing, just watching you go back, forth, back, forth, till our eyes are the same. Oh! Let's waste our time hiding where's your car. It's all we did to ring over our mouths. Talk is cheap, and I've got cash on a strike of a deal. Everything
And that little gem, ladies and gentlemen, is Trinary System. How amazing.
Amazing. Very amazing. We're excited.
So good.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're like Binary System with one more.
Thus the try.
Yes. And they do try and they succeed.
Yes, indeed. So that was our song, Dave Davies, coming off of Amplify the Amplifiers. Before that, we heard Idle Pilot with As Cheap as Talk. Coming off of You Are Presently Looking Upwards. They are playing this weekend a free show up in Lowell on the 27th with Think Tank, Glacier, and Horse Mode.
Who are going to be talking with you on the air very soon.
Awesome.
Yay!
I love talking to bands. That's why I like this
I know
week.
You do. That's why we get you bands to talk to.
And we started our set off with Andrea Gillis. The song is called Chopping the Tree, coming off of it's like the flip side to the Hold Your Maker single, if you could flip it.
If you could.
If you could. I mean, you can.
You can. It just won't sound as good.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried flipping a CD? It does not work.
No, it's kind of dumb. So, hi, Joel.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. It's not often I get to chat with
you. No, it isn't. We never see each other. We never talk. You never call. We never write.
We never write.
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
I'm kind of a jerk.
Yeah, no.
I suck.
No.
Oh, well.
Fine. You're awesome. No, you know, the reason why I wanted to get up on the air is I wanted to talk a little bit about Angel Wood, our former On the Town DJ and good friend. Angel Wood held a little symposium at Isotope on Monday, talking about the state of the local music scene.
Yes, I was interested in hearing about that, and I've been following along the many threads on Facebook.
Well, you know, there were a lot of people there of all kinds of different colors and stripes. Sadly, I was very sort of disappointed that I didn't see a lot of, you know, journalists there. I mean, Michael Murata was there, and he wrote a really nice piece about us, about the whole thing in Vanyaland, and somebody from BUR apparently was there, and Alston Pudding wrote a little thing.
Good.
But you know, there were definitely some glaring omissions. Nobody from Metronome or the Northeast Performer or the Noise or what's the there's a couple of blogs that cover local music. None of those guys were there. But that's okay. I think it's more about the musicians and, you know, trying to figure out how to make the scene better.
Yes.
And one thing that was a common thread is the idea that musicians, you know, kind of getting along with the venues, and the venues doing something to promote the bands, and the bands doing something to promote each other. I got up there and just told people that the first thing that we need to do is to stop thinking of each other as the enemy.
This is true. I would agree with that.
Because at the end of the day, you know, when I, you know, I've been playing in the Boston scene now since, what, 82, 83? Mm-hmm. I'm old.
Yeah, you and me both.
But, you know, back in the day, you know, bands would start out on Monday night or a Tuesday night or a new band night. There's no such things as new band nights anymore.
There aren't.
And, you know, they'd work their way up from doing a Monday night or a Tuesday night to doing a Thursday or a Friday. And then sometimes they would get picked to be a local opener for national touring acts, which clubs do all over this country.
Yep.
except here.
Oh, no, never.
So, you know, there's a lot of that. There were a couple of things that there were a few promoters that were there. One in particular said that, you know, 40 and 50-year-olds have no business playing on stage. Nobody wants to see a 40 or 50-year-old band.
Did he get booed off the stage?
He got a very icy reception. Let's just put it that way. Because, like, you know, I'd say two-thirds of the room were people our age. And,
oh my
and
God.
Then there were a lot of under 30 people.
Thanks for the ageism, dude.
Yeah, the ageism didn't work. And then there was another promoter who owns a club who shall remain nameless. That referred to bands as little turds that he polishes, and he by giving you a gig, he's giving you a rag to polish your band turd.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, the bands aren't doing anything.
Well, you know, I think what has to happen is that, you know, everybody has to realize that it's everybody's responsibility.
Of course it is.
Because, you know, venues used to take bands under their wings and develop them a little bit more. I mean, even the Lizard still does that with the residencies. Some of the smaller clubs are doing that, you know, bringing in young and old and mixing them up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of, you know, there's a bit of griping, you know, there's not enough diversity, and the clubs aren't clean or safe. People don't feel safe in the clubs, or that there should be parking. Do you know in Austin, there's a loading zone for bands loading in?
I've heard this, and it's the most amazing concept. I mean, that's a great idea. People have to load a lot of crap.
And you know, in other venues, when you show up to play, you know, first of all, they put a couple of cones in front of the yes. venue, so you can pull up and you can do all these things.
Like if you had a tour bus, for example.
If you had a tour bus, for example,
certain clubs do.
Even
this.
If you didn't have a tour, even if you were driving up in a couple of minivans or whatever, right. you know, we're all on the same team.
Sure.
And I think a lot of that was in effect the other night. There were a lot of people talking about, you know, their experiences on how they managed to succeed within the system. And don't forget, we're also talking about a system where, you know, rent has you know, gone up tenfold
right.
in the last 10 years, never mind the last 20 or 30. So, you know, people don't have the disposable income to go out and see bands.
Yep.
And then the other bands are not supportive. They're not, you know, they're not supporting the other bands. They're loading out while the other bands are playing.
I've noticed this recently, and I don't know, like, when did that become okay?
That's never been okay.
No, of course
it's
not.
Never been okay.
It's like, no.
So if you're in a band, if you're in a band, don't load out during somebody else's set. That's just rude.
I know. Like, come
That's
on.
That's just rude. But apparently, you know, it went really well. There were far more people that showed up than anybody had ever planned for. Hence, they originally going to have it at Q Division. And then they opened it up and did it over at Isotope so they could fit more people.
Awesome.
And the good news is that they're going to try to, you know, Angela's going to try to organize a couple of other things down the road,
cool.
You know, other different aspects of the Boston music scene. There were a lot of things to talk about, obviously, and they just decided to focus on the clubs. There was no shouting. Everybody was instructed to be civil.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very civil discourse and very, very positive. I think everybody got something out of it. There were a lot of really cool musicians and people there that I respect. A lot of club owners, booking agents, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And I got to say this about Angel. Angel takes a lot of crap from a lot of people in the scene. I've always, you know, I remember the first time that she wanted to come and be on the Town. I'm like, why do you want to be part of our little show? And it's because she really loves the Boston music scene. And I've never actually had, you know, she didn't have to prove it to me after we had that little chat. She basically reinvented and reinvigorated the BCN Rumble and now the ZLX Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston Rock and Roll Rumble is hers. And she does a great job doing it. She does a great job promoting live bands. And I thought that the first year that she did it back in 2009, she brought something back to the community that had been missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a certain sense of camaraderie and togetherness. We're all in this together. And I think, you know, this thing that we had on Monday is just another extension of her bringing people together. This Michael Stewart over there was telling me that this grew out of a conversation that she was having with Talia Zedek.
Mm-hmm.
About the music scene, about, you know, how, you know, bands are responsible for bringing in all the people. There's
right.
no such thing as a built-in crowd anymore.
Correct.
Promoters don't even advertise. When I was writing for The Noise, there are a whole bunch of clubs that used to advertise every month. They stopped advertising because they just didn't see the point in advertising for live music. And, you know, Joellen, you go to any town USA, and you see a tavern. What's on the side of the building? Live music in big letters. Yeah. Nobody cares who's playing. They're like, oh my God, I want to see live entertainment. How much? Please take my money.
No.
Not so much in Boston. And that's sad because, as Mikey used to say, you go out and see at least one local band a week, it'll change your life. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that are being a lot of opportunities that are being missed. But that said, the scene itself has managed, despite whatever's going on in the clubs, to survive and to do well. I mean, Porchfest has grown.
Holy crap. That was so
exponentially.
Much fun. That was the funnest. I went on Saturday. It was awesome.
And, people are doing house parties in Allston again.
Yes.
I remember back in the 90s, people were doing raves and stuff in the, and festivals in warehouses until the Dateline NBC ran their little thing about drugs and raves. And
it's terrible.
It's terrible. And then the rent in Chinatown of all places, went from $500 per 1,000 square foot to $10,000 right there. Just outrageously expensive to live, outrageously expensive. And you know what? Who wants to go yet? And club owners just need to stop. I personally think that two things need to happen. Mm-hmm. I said that we have to stop thinking of each other as the enemy. Bands need to stop feeling so entitled that they're entitled to get things. They have to work for it like everybody else. We all work for it. The promoters and the venues need to stop being belligerent to the bands because they're literally putting money in their pocket. It trickles down. How many times have you gone to a show and got treated like crap by the bouncer?
Well, luckily, not recently, but yes, I totally, it depends on where you go. Big clubs.
Used to happen at Harper's Ferry all the time, Brighton Music Hall, some people, get their mean on. Middle East, downstairs, oh my God, lots of attitude. Everybody's like, oh, we have a show. We have to set up microphones. Oh my God, people are going to come in. I hate this job. Well,
you gotta change a job, man.
If you're going to open up a local music venue, you have to understand that music is loud.
Yeah.
You got to have a good sound system so it sounds good. You kind of do have to keep it clean and tidy. It's not like the good old days at the Rat where,
get an infection looking at it. Come on.
I did drop a deuce in the Rat. I won't lie. I'm one of the few people that have. Not too many people do that.
Because why would you want to?
Because you'll stick to something. It's disgusting. But hey, look, if you got to go, you got to go. But
all right, thanks for sharing.
I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is I think venues have the capacity to treat people with respect. Mm-hmm. And I think if you treat people with respect, then the bands start treating the venues with respect. Mm-hmm. And at the I used to do this all the time when I worked at radio. People would come in, and I'm usually pretty nice to people. And if people are nice to me, then we all get along great. If people are going to have an attitude, it's just uncomfortable and unpleasant for everyone. And it doesn't matter if it's the band or if it's the sound guy or if it's the bartender or the door guy or any of that stuff. We're all here to do this thing together. We've all been in this for a lot of years. And even some of the new people, and certainly they want to be treated with respect because, look, they're playing, they want to get paid, they're bringing people across your threshold.
Of course.
And,
so be nice.
Be nice. And that was basically a lot of what the common thread for what was discussed Monday was about respect and teamwork and working together and creating a partnership between the venues and the musicians.
I think that's true. And a lot of the shows that I've been going to most recently, I have been at alternative spaces or super small spaces or gallery spaces. And the vibe when you walk in the door is so completely different than
night and day.
Your standard rock and roll club, because everybody knows that it's I am impressed. Like Lily Pad impresses the crap out of me because they have distinct scenes for each show. They'll turn the room over three times.
Yeah.
In a day.
And they're really nice people.
And they're so nice about everything. You could show up at 3 o'clock and go, oh, dude, I don't remember what bands are playing. And they'll happily tell you. But I did show up at a club the wrong day at a club that will remain nameless, but you used to work there at its former self. And
Yeah, the turd polishing place.
I walked in and I was like, oh, and I already paid the money. And I walked in and I was like, oh, shoot, this is not the band I came to see. And I turned right around and I'm like, hey, do you have a flyer? Because I need to check like where I'm supposed to be. And he looked at me like I was from Mars and said, we don't do flyers. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You don't do flyers. You're a club. You do flyers.
You don't have a calendar. You don't have a calendar of events.
And I'm like,
know?
Hang on. Do you have a marquee? Do you have a sandwich board? Who is playing tonight?
And I bet you handed you a cloth so you could polish your band turd.
Well, I will say that I explained that I needed to come back the following day to see Freeze Pop because I was a day early.
Yes.
And I apologized. And could I please have my money back because I promised I'd be back the next day and then he could hang on to my money or a pass to let me in the next day. And he could keep my money. He would look at me like, again, I am from Mars, but he did give me my money back.
That's good.
And I did go the next day to see the next band.
Was he there the next day?
No.
No.
He wasn't working that day.
Well, there you go.
But it was funny to have someone look at you like, what? And I'm like, wait, what band is this? And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, first off, they're on your stage. Don't you know who's playing here? And I'm like, tomorrow night, I think Freeze Pop is playing. And he's looking at me again like, what the hell, lady? Just go get your drink and have fun. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah. You know, a lot of clubs go downhill pretty quickly because, you know, you have people there that just hit you over the head with an attitude. And that is what happened with a couple of clubs that I've worked at. And, you know, so those clubs aren't there anymore, you notice, because, you know, who wants to go out and get treated like crap? You're already spending $10, now 15,
yes,
to see a bunch of bands.
15. I know. You know, it's a lot of money for a day.
You're parting with a sizable chunk of change. And, you know, now us old timers, we have kids, we have daycare, you know.
House, mortgages.
You know, all that kind of, and young kids. You know, people of college age don't have the disposable income, and then right, they've got 25 years of student loans to pay off after they're done. So, you know, look, people are spending money to come into your venue, to see entertainment, to drink mind-numbing intoxicants, to have a good time.
Good time all the time.
So I got one word for the venues. Don't harsh. Everybody's mellow. And then bands, you know, hey, look, if you're going to play a venue that holds 300 people, you better be able to bring 300 people to the venue.
Exactly.
Or at least 100.
Something.
Because if you only draw 10 people, you probably shouldn't be playing there. And that was a point that was made, too. And I, as much as I, you know, like to champion local bands, if you can't fill a room, then, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, you should be setting your sights a little bit more realistically and developing a following.
Yeah, I mean.
And promoting. I can't tell you how many gigs I've done that I've put together myself where I'm the only one promoting the show.
Yeah.
And nobody else brings anybody. And it's sad. It's like, come on, you have the opportunity to get yourself out there and to play to people. How are people supposed to know that you're playing or that you're that awesome that people need to spend money and see you play?
Yeah, even my little crappy band, which wasn't crappy. We were very fun and super, super excited about basically like any opportunity. People kept coming to our shows because they were our friends, but then there were other people that were like their friends and they told two friends and it was
and
really
so on and so
adorable
on.
Adorable that by our very last show, we'd only been playing out for maybe like a year plus. We just made friends with other bands, like, you know, the old fashioned way, like we all made friends with each other. And so when someone needed like oh, we got this extra slot on our bill, you guys interested? Yup, we're there.
That's how it works. That's how a scene flourishes.
And I liked our little crazy scene that we were in, and it was, yeah, but also it was also a little bit more, it wasn't like the main-ish stream. I mean, it was a lot of bands that I had never heard of, and I was so excited because I'd be going to my own show going, I have no idea who I'm playing with, and I'm so thrilled to listening to all this music.
You know, it's a journey of discovery, man. That's why I used to write for The Noise. That's why I like to put shows together. That's why I book On the Town with Mikey D.
Yay.
You know, that's why we have this show. That's, yeah, folks, this is why we have this show.
That's why we're here.
And as a matter of fact, I'm going to put one more thing out here. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I think we've earned the bragging rights. We've been doing this for 25 years now. And look, we don't necessarily care that you're famous or not famous.
Not so much.
If you got great music, We want you. We want you here. We want you to send us your stuff.
Yep.
P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. WMFO, send it to my attention. Send me an email, OTT@sonicenhancement.com.
Yes.
We want your stuff.
Absolutely.
We want you to come and hang out with us on the air. We want you to come and bring your instruments and play some songs.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're not getting gigs at the Sinclair. If you're just playing at the Cantab and you want a leg up, that's what we're here for.
Just Cantab is great.
No, I'm just saying. You know,
but that's totally true. I mean, recently
PA's Lounge, okay?
PA's Lounge. That's great. This is the last thing, and then we're gonna do some more music.
Of course.
Recently, I met someone who asked if I, and we were just like talking about stuff, about, oh yeah, we both love music a lot, blah, blah, blah. And he actually said, is there a scene in Boston? And I said, yeah, there is. And he said, yeah, I was recently at the House of Blues.
Yeah, said, that's not where the scene is.
Great, that's great. I can hook you up with about 10 more places you can see bands and like so many bands. Like, what is the style of music you want and what is the style of music you wish you knew more about?
Yeah.
Because I can find that for you.
Do you remember when the Paradise used to have local shows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember when House of Blues used to have local shows?
Nope.
Exactly.
The point.
But anyway, Angel Wood, you are our soul sister over here.
Thanks, Angel.
And we all love you, and we hope you'll do more of these, and we will have somebody from On the Town at these these seminars, no matter what.
Yeah.
Because we want to be part of it. We are part of it.
Coolness.
Yay.
All right. Back to local rock and roll.
Thank you.
Sometimes you don't know what you've been wishing on. I doubt you know what you really want. I've been so numb, I can't imagine what it'll take to begin again. That's why I'm holding this heavy head so low. I've got no clue where the minutes went. I doubt you know what your kisses meant to me.
A friend of mine just over this weekend mentions or makes some funny comment about a lyric in the song we just heard, The Outdoor Type by the Lemonheads. And I'm looking and I say to him, what the hell are you talking about? And he's like, you know, the Lemonhead song? And I'm like, no. I managed to, like, this is the only Lemonheads record that I don't own. So I had to hunt it down. And I was excited because we had the single. So yay, MFO Library. Outdoor Type by the Lemonheads. Before that was Carissa Johnson with The Fool. I saw her during Porch Fest last Saturday. It's awesome. Her CD is fantastic. It's called Only Roses. Please check her out. And before Carissa Johnson, we heard Chelsea Hotel's Burning Blues with I Don't Need You. And that's it. That's all I played. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. And Horse Mode has stopped by to say hi. Hi.
Hey. Hello.
You know what? And, of course, there's always one mic that isn't on. And then I have to, like, quickly figure out how to turn it on without losing, like, precious time here. Okay. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
There you go. So, we are good. Hi, guys. Hi. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are playing a big show on Saturday.
Friday. And Sunday.
And Sunday. So not Saturday. The one day that I say, that's not the one. Cool. So tell us about the Friday show.
We're playing in Lowell with Idle Pilot. They were in here last week, I believe. Mm-hmm. We've become pretty close friends, I think, as like bands get.
Cool.
It's their record release. You probably already knew that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're excited to play. We get along with those guys great, and you know we've been. I think we've played one show with them before, or is this the first?
Played with them.
Two
well,
shows twice
there's
before.
Only one show that I stayed to watch them.
Okay.
But no, we played with them twice because we played with them. You know, the first time we met them, and then again at the safe.
Oh right, that. That first show was the Tumac.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But there are label mates, so...
Perfect. You know, that's always the best way when label puts everyone together and says, let's all rock.
Yeah.
And where is this location in Lowell?
It's Uncharted on Market Street in Lowell.
Yeah, it's right in downtown.
Cool. And what are you guys doing? Well, actually, before we talk about what you're doing on Sunday, why don't we play a song so people can go, oh, I like that band. Let's hear more. Your CD is called All You Ever Talk About Is Jazz.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yikes.
it's kind of an inside
truth. Yeah,
I was like, oh, that would be uncomfortable if I had to talk to someone who only spoke to me in terms of jazz.
Dave mentioned jazz like one time at band practice.
It was several times at one band practice.
Yeah.
Like, dude, enough.
So somebody just said, all you ever talk about is jazz. So.
What song off of this CD would you tell me to play if I had to play just one?
Since we're on the topic of talking about jazz, why don't we play
Jazz and IPAs?
Nice.
Okay, track two.
All right, cool. So this is Horse Mode on the Town with Mikey D.
We'll be right back.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, 1/3 of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
And we are back with Horse Mode on the Town with Mikey D on WMFO. Are you guys mainly an instrumental band, or is just happened to pick the instrumental piece?
Well, we started off as an instrumental band, so that was our total intent and stuck with it for a long time. So that whole album is instrumental.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But what ended up happening was after we recorded that album, Jay and I used to sing in our previous bands. So, you know, we'd have the album in the car, and I'd be like kind of like making up some vocals in the car, mm-hmm. just for fun, and then kind of got used to doing that. And then before you know it, bringing it back to band practice, and kind of spiraled from there.
We actually tried. We recorded some vocals for this album, and we didn't really like how it was coming out. Yeah. So we decided next time we're gonna add vocals in our upcoming album. Just a 3-song EP is going to have, it's all of them are going to have vocals.
Nice. So tell me quick about your Sunday show.
That's at the Middle East upstairs.
Yes.
We're playing with our good friends in the Womps, and they are releasing an album that day as well.
Wow. We got all kinds of album releases this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very exciting weekend for us.
Yeah.
that's a matinee show. I don't know if you already said that. Right. That's a 1 o'clock show,
mm-hmm.
if I remember correctly. So.
Yep.
That's perfect. So nice. You can get out of like mowing the lawn or doing anything, you know, productive, go down the Middle East and rock.
Exactly.
Yep. I go to bed early.
I mean, no, going to bed early. Get to go to another show later or dinner barbecue.
Cookout.
Barbecue. Hopefully. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that can all work out. Cool. Well, awesome. When did this CD come out of yours?
July of last year.
Yeah. And this 3-song EP will be ready when?
We recorded it a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And, you know, it's...
And it's not done yet? Come on.
So, you know, it's in the mixing process. So, I imagine...
If it's anything like...
Summer.
That album, it'll be 6 months to a year.
Yeah, apparently artwork takes a really long time.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
No, hopefully it'll be out sooner than that.
Yeah, no, it'll probably be out this summer, I'm sure.
Cool. Well, thank you again for stopping by. Totally psyched to check out everything. And we have all these CDs now, so yay. Cool. Good luck with your shows this weekend.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
In a winter storm, I lose my
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford. That was Nonpareils with their song Jubilee, coming off of album of World Champions. Before that was the Hummingbird Syndicate with I Want You to Stay, coming off of, well, it again, another flip side to a single, but this is one you could actually flip. It's a piece of vinyl. So yep, I flipped it over. It's the Waterfall Away single, and we heard the other side. So next up, we're just going to continue rocking, because that's what we're doing, is the I Want You, and I think I'm playing Not Giving Up, but we'll see.